Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Minister's Friend podcast. Well, we've come to the last episode of my interview with Chip Herrera, pastor of the Community Church of Hudson, Iowa, on studying and exegeting the culture of your local community for more effective ministry. This series of episodes has been so practical. No missionaries would begin ministry in a foreign land without learning the language and culture of the people they're called to reach in order to effectively connect with them and communicate the love and gospel of Jesus. The same is true for every local congregation. The problem is that people think they know the culture of their own cities and towns, but unless they're keeping up with the trends and changes happening around them, they often don't see the cultural impact right beneath their eyes until it's big enough to take them by surprise. By then, it can be too late. A church's ministry can become ineffective without the congregation even realizing it. Exegeting your community is an essential and ongoing aspect of local church ministry. I'll have some final thoughts on cultural exegesis as we finish things up. But first, let's head back to my discussion with Chip. As we wind things up here, I admitted as a part of our dialogue here that I haven't seen a whole lot of resources on what we're talking about here. Are there some books or websites or things that you could recommend that would be helpful to our listeners? And I can include those in the show notes.
Yeah. Ravi Zacharias, International Ministries, RZIM.org is his website. If you're not familiar with who he is, he's a Christian apologist. So he goes and speaks on campuses and literally just does open forum type conversations. But he's very good at saying what the Christian church needs to say in a way that is winsome and comes across very loving and very caring. He says, I love people so I can answer questions that are difficult. So he's a great resource. His books are great. His teachings are phenomenal. There's a book and the author is totally escaping me right now, but it's called When Helping Hurts. And the idea behind the book, and I'm staring at my bookshelf, hoping the name pops to my head. It's not going to. The idea behind the book is the church steps out and helps in certain areas, and that's great. But is our helping removing dignity? Is our helping empowering people, or is it unintentionally eliminating those things from people? Great story from my mom's church that she used to attend. They would do a Christmas time gift, you know, come get free gifts for your kids. And she was a short-term medical missionary. And so she just kind of had it on her heart. She went and talked to the pastor. She said, what if we gave these to them for cheap? Like, you're coming and you're buying the gifts for $5. I mean, the gift may be a $40 gift, but you're paying $5 for it. And her point to the pastor was, then on Christmas morning, the parents paid for those gifts under the table or under the tree versus I couldn't provide. The church had to, somebody else had to step in. So as the story unfolds, her point and her purpose of trying to get the church to still do the gift, the toy drive, but to have a small price to pay for the parents was to give the parents the dignity as the kids are opening the gifts on Christmas morning. I earned that. I paid for that gift. Versus the flip side of that coin is, man, I can't even provide a toy for my kid. I had to get this from somewhere else. So When Helping Hurts, it's the idea that are we meeting needs, but at the same time maintaining dignity for the people that we're serving. I think that's another one. I think actually another space and another place to listen to these is just really, I would encourage people to listen to podcasts outside of their wheelhouse or other types of teachings.
You're talking non-ministry type podcasts.
I'm talking non-ministry type podcasts or, you know, and again, be careful because obviously, you know, you don't want to listen to junk, but, and some good ones, you know, that come to mind are, and he's kind of a Christian toned one, but Eric Metaxas does a great radio podcast show where he has other guests in. His books are amazing as well. But the other one is Ben Shapiro, who's a Jewish gentleman. I watched an interview between him and Zacharias, and they agree, but they disagree kind of a thing. You know, Ben is, again, another one who really talks about culture in such a way that logic is attached to it, which we don't always do. And I think that's an important thing too. So those are just a few that come to mind.
Yeah. Chip Herrera, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the Minister's Friend podcast.
Oh, I'm so honored to do it. I have enjoyed this, John. Thanks for your ministry. Thanks for this podcast.
Oh, glad to do it. I'm so grateful for folks like Chip who are helping other pastors and churches better understand the communities they serve. As we wrap up this series of episodes, let me give you a list of suggestions from my own experience over the years. Some of these I've learned from others. Some have been learned the hard way. But all of them are great ways to better understand the culture, needs, and questions of the village, town, or city your church serves. Number 1. Establish a prayer intelligence team. Those who know me know I'm passionate about real and consistent intercessory prayer for the communities we serve. But what I've found is that way too many pastors and churches don't have the information they need to pray intelligently and strategically. Develop a small team of people whose ministry it is to connect with civic leaders, read the paper strategically, and study community trends and changes. This team's task is to help the church and her leaders to understand both immediate and ongoing prayer needs. They might also help develop a prayer map to help the congregation systematically pray for their community. Number 2, be intentionally observant. Go to restaurants, stores, and other places the people that you want to reach hang out and just observe. Now, don't be creepy, but pay attention. What do people love to do? What are their priorities? What are your local families like? Are they traditional families, blended families, single parents? Do you notice any needs? Do you see any new trends? What are you learning? Number 3, ask questions. Be genuine. Don't interrogate, but ask with authentic interest. Ask people's opinions on current events. Ask them their views about Christianity and the church in general. Maybe your church specifically. Ask them their hopes, their dreams, their fears. Don't use this time to share your own views or to teach. Just listen and learn. Number 4, get to know your local civic leaders. Your mayor, your police chief, fire chief, sheriff. Learn from them. Build good relationships with them so that you can communicate regularly about community needs. Do a police ride-along and learn from the officers or deputies themselves. Ask first responders about their concerns for your community. You might be surprised what's happening right under the shadow of your own steeple. Number 6, investigate your town's spirituality. Now, don't limit this to Christianity. What other religious groups are in your town? What do they believe? And how are they influencing people? What do religious people believe? How biblical are their views? And this is not to see if they match your particular theological brand, but are they at least consistent with biblical Christianity? What do non-religious people believe? How might you learn to respond to their comments, their questions, and their legitimate concerns? Ask and listen. There are certainly more ways you can effectively exegete your community, but these are some of the ways I found most helpful in my 30-plus years of pastoral ministry. Today's show notes has lots of extra links that are helpful on the subject. Beginning next time, I've got something special for you. Catherine and I left on our first vacation in a year and stopped in North Georgia to spend some time with family. Catherine's cousin, David Campbell, is both a local church pastor and also served in the U.S. Army as a chaplain. In our breakfast conversation, one thing led to another, and we ended up with what might be one of my favorite podcast series so far. It was completely off the cuff and a personal blessing as we hear David's pastoral heart and some of his experience while serving the troops in Iraq during the Gulf War. You won't want to miss it. Spiritual warfare. Every pastor and church faces it, but many just have no idea how to deal with it. Well, in November, I'm getting together with several of my colleagues to discuss this very topic. I'd love to try to answer some of your questions on spiritual warfare as part of the conversation. It will be a guided panel discussion and will be made available to patrons of the Minister's Friend podcast. Our podcast is always free, but there is some premium content that comes with our additional membership levels. Would you like to know more? Check out today's show notes and click on the Become a Patron button at the bottom for more information. And if you'd like to submit a question for our panel, just email it to podcast@johnrkimble.com. You can also make suggestions there for future podcast topics. That's podcast@johnrkimble.com. I'm so glad you were with us for today's episode. I hope it was helpful to you. And if so, would you do me a favor and tell your friends about the podcast? Especially those in ministry. Your recommendation to others is the only way we can grow our audience. Thank you for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimble.com. That's podcast@johnrkimble.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!